MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 15, 2025. The governor has a multi-billion dollar plan in mind to upgrade the infrastructure in the state. Gloucester Courthouse renovation is nearing completion. Sunny, windy, near 30, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:58 a.m. On Tuesday, Governor Maura Healey announced a plan to make historic investments in the state's roads, bridges, and regional transportation system and immediately stabilize the finances of the MBTA, putting it on a path of long-term stability. The investments, representing $8 billion over the next 10 years, would be done without raising taxes and represent the largest state transportation investment in more than 20 years by maximizing fair share revenue and other existing resources. This is Governor Healey.
Our plan is to invest over $8 billion over the next 10 years to improve transportation in every corner of our state. We'll act on recommendations by the task force, and we'll put our entire transportation system on stable financial footing, something that we haven't had for decades. We're fixing that. You'll see the results in big bridges fully open again, like the I-391 viaduct in Chicopee. You'll see it in smaller bridges replaced, like Commercial Street over Herring Run Brook in Weymouth. Communities depend on strong, safe bridges, and that's what we're going to build. We're also getting close on the MBTA budget gap, and I'm really appreciative of this work. There's been a lot of talk about the cliff that the T is facing, and it is real. And we've got a program and a proposal that is going to effectively close that gap, stabilize the T over the next several years, so that Phil and his team can take the T to the next level. You'll see more frequent trains and buses. You'll see major station upgrades. You'll see accessible platforms across the commuter rail from the Beverly Depot to West Medford to Franklin. Bottom line, you're going to wait less and you'll move faster. And once we fix the foundations, we can do so much more. We can be a state where everybody gets to where they need to go, safely, affordably, sustainably. Oh, and on time.
Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey. Ethan Foreman is reporting in the Gloucester Times. Before the renovation of Gloucester District Court, the atrium and main staircase leading upstairs from the lobby sported a tall semicircular window that let in plenty of natural light and also plenty of water when it rained. Not anymore. The window has been completely replaced, and renovations to Gloucester District Court on the second floor of 197 Main Street are nearly complete. A spokesperson for the Massachusetts Trial Court said in an email, Gloucester District Court will relocate back to the courthouse from Peabody on February 18 following the completion of renovations. The courthouse makeover is the second phase of a more than $19 million project to renovate the interior of the combined courthouse and Gloucester Police Department building, which police moved into in 1973, according to the department's website. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Salem News reporter Caroline Enos is reporting a specialized energy code before the Beverly City Council could require new measures for new housing and push Beverly toward being designated as a climate leader community. Under the proposed code, new homes, both single and multifamily, will have to run entirely on electric energy or be pre-wired for possible conversion to all electric down the line if they plan to use any amount of fossil fuel sources currently. New single-family homes must also have solar panels where feasible, if they are fewer than 4,000 square feet, or be entirely net zero in their carbon emissions if they are larger. And itemlive.com is reporting that Frank DeFelice, a North Shore coaching giant who won almost 65% of his baseball games at Swampscott High School, died Tuesday morning at Salem Hospital. He was 84. DeFelice, who coached the Big Blue from 1966 to 71 and 1977 to 2005, compiled a career record of 465 wins, 257 losses, including a state championship in 1993, and three sectional titles. He is one of 42 coaches in the history of Massachusetts high school baseball with at least 400 wins, according to Massachusetts Baseball Coaches Association records. He was also the head football coach at Zafirian Brothers High School from 1972 to 76 and at Swampscott High School 1977 to 81, as well as an assistant football coach at Swampscott, four colleges, and three other high schools. His last coaching position was as a baseball assistant at Endicott College, retiring in 2017, but remaining a consultant to the program until his death. In local sports action, the Masconomet boys basketball team notched a 72-60 win over Beverly last night. Jimmy Farrell led Masco with 17 points. The Chieftains are now 9-1. Other scores, BBD 59, Danvers 47. It was Salem 50, Swampscott 47. Malden Catholic over St. John's Prep 74-38. Lynn Classical down Lynn English 61-58, and that was the Rams' first win over the Bulldogs since 2018. In girls basketball, Peabody grabbed a 39-34 win over Danvers. Allie Betancourt led the Tanners scoring with 15 points. Also last night, Masco 60, Beverly 46. It was Swampscott over Salem 66-23. Marblehead 53, Christo Ray 20. Lynn Classical over Medford 53-38. Lady Rams are now 7-2. St. Mary's erased an 18-point deficit to beat Cathedral last night 46-43 to improve to 10-1 on the season. The St. John's Prep hockey team is on the road tonight to play Catholic Memorial. Currently, the Eagles are at 5-3, sitting at number 5 in the MIAA D1 power rankings, and the Knights are 7-3, ranked number 3. Prep coach Christian Hansen.
Yeah, I mean, they're ranked ahead of us right now in the power rankings for the state. Obviously, they're good every year. They're a rival for us. And, you know, it's on the road. It's at Warrior Center, which is a great place to play for the kids. That's the Bruins practice facility. So the kids will be excited to play there. You know, they're a little younger this year than they have been, but they're really skilled. And it's going to be a tough challenge. If you look at their scores and our scores against common opponents, they're actually quite similar. So I expect it to be a very close game. And we are dealing with a little bit of illness on our team and injury right now. So the little shuffle to the lineup, and hopefully it doesn't impact us too much tomorrow.
St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. And again, that game is tonight. The Bruins beat Tampa Bay last night 6-2. The Bees are off tonight. Celtics were off last night, and they return to action tonight when they play at Toronto. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.